Morning News web watcher Jeremy Hexham spent a fortune on gas yesterday and conducted exit polls in 7 different Calgary wards. He'll have his results right after Tony King looks at today's QR headlines.
News and the people behind the news from the information leader. The Morning News with Sterling Fox. Weekdays on AM 770 CHQR. News Talk Sports.
Still 5 degrees in downtown Calgary. Kind of cloudy skies. That's pretty much the deal for the day, but it will warm up nicely, about 16 before we're all done mid-afternoon. Jeremy Hexham is the Morning News web watcher. Jeremy joins us many occasions, especially when it's political occasions, electioneering and such. And Jeremy, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
You were out yesterday, and I hope you've kept your gas receipt. Mr. CHQR should reimburse you for your efforts.
That's fine by me.
Jeremy went to, what, was it 7 different wards yesterday?
Yes, 7 different wards, 8 stations.
Motoring all over town, conducting an exit poll. What were you asking Calgary City voters?
I was asking, first of all, did they look at any of the websites? And if they did, were they looking at the Aldermanic websites, the mayoralty websites, or both? And then I want to know if it affected their decision or not.
Okay, and what did they tell you?
Well, I spoke to 149 people.
All over town?
All over town in the 7 wards. 60% said they didn't look at websites. Now, I was looking a lot during the day, I mean, all throughout the day, evening. A lot of these people didn't have access to the internet, or in some cases, when they did have access, I mean, a lot of them were seniors and the group that don't necessarily look at websites, they couldn't find the information. I mean, as we spoke last Wednesday, some of this information wasn't the easiest to find.
Right.
I mean, if you're savvy and know Google and these things, it was easy, but if the website wasn't just given to you, you didn't really know it, and that was a complaint I heard from a lot of people. So 60% didn't look at websites. The 40% that did, 61% of them said it did affect their decision on who they voted for.
Okay, so you do a little homework and it could change your mind.
It did, and a lot of them were really saying that, you know, some of the candidate websites they looked at, they were thinking of voting one person, looking at the website was no information, and they went to another candidate.
What sort of breakdown in age groups and genders did you get?
Well, of the 48% were males and 52% were females.
So pretty much half and half.
Pretty much half and half. The age range, 18 to 35 was 25%, 36 to 50 was 32%, 51 to 65 was 19%, and 66 plus was 24%.
So the highest users would be the sort of 20, the mid-20-somethings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the youngest group, the ones that are supposed to be so internet nuts, didn't turn out to use it as much as you probably expected them
to. Well, one-fifth of them didn't look at the websites at all, and that really surprised me. And I think a lot of it was they were voting, they knew they were voting for, obviously, they belonged to maybe an ethnic group, or their parents had said where they should vote, or in some cases, these areas got blanketed with literature by all the candidates, and it really affected their decisions. Now, the one thing I did find very interesting is I would go into a ward and I'd talk to people, like in Ward 9. I didn't find a single person who looked at the Aldermanic websites. They were all looking at the mayoralty websites. Hmm. And so when you looked at that, you could almost tell who was going to win just by the responses that people gave.
Some important lessons, though, for elections in years ahead.
And candidates. The websites are becoming more and more important, and you have to let your constituents know you have a website and the address and on the signs and on your brochures.
Jeremy, we appreciate your homework.
Thank you very much.
Get those gas receipts.
Oh, definitely.
I'll back you up on this.
All right, sounds good.
There's Jeremy Hexham, Morning News web watcher on the civic election.